the challenges bedeviling the successful implementation of the school feeding program across the country took center stage on the floor of parliament yesterday. Debate on the issue was ignited when the MP for Sunyani East, Kwesi Amayaochereme, posed an urgent question on when the Ministry for Local Government and Rural Development will be settling the indebtedness of the Ghana School Feeding Program to caterers nationwide. According to Mr. Amayaochereme, government owes caterers more than 100 million Ghana cedis. This, he observed, is making it difficult for the caterers to provide quality food for the children.
According to the MP for Sunyani East, Kwesi Amayaochereme, some caterers provide low-quality food to the children on the pretext that they do not have the funds to work with. He expressed fear that the objectives of the program will not be realized due to the continuous indebtedness to service providers.
Because, Speaker, the fact is that the caterers will be paid eventually. Maybe they would have incurred more loss after or before payment. But the school children must be fed and fed well. I want to be assured by the minister that there is a monitoring mechanism put in place to ensure that the feeding that goes on is appropriate in terms of quantity and quality, because the reports some of us are getting is that the caterers, under the excuse of we have not been paid, do not feed their children well.
Responding to the issue, the Deputy Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Nilante Vanderpoel, said there is no evidence showing that indebtedness to the caterers is causing a decrease in enrollment.
The ministry itself has set up an MAE desk at the ministry, evaluating the reports that are brought to us from the school feeding program office, and also getting reports from our field officers assigned to the assemblies, the MMDAs. And I can say where issues of the quality of the food has been raised, the ministry, through the school feeding program, has taken a decision to inquire into it and get appropriate responses. Also, through the reports of the school feeding program, try to create an integrated system where, through the municipal assemblies, we will have direct and good quality farming inputs from some of our known farmers, so that they will take directly to the caterers.